Welcome, everyone. Oh, come on now. Welcome, everyone. How blessed are we to be here? Beautiful, beautiful Prescott, Arizona. We get to hang out. We get to talk about Jesus. Did anyone bring a fishing pole today? Am I really flying solo up here? Are there any other fishermen in the house? Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, I need to check this water real quick. If you guys just take a minute. Hold on. I think we'll just let that chill right there for a little bit. Okay. Well, what do you guys want to talk about this morning? Jesus, that's what we're going to do. Man, this is such a great opportunity to be up here today to be a pastor here at this church. It's an absolute honor to be on this stage to talk about something that is so powerful that hangs out at the center of all things, you know? It's not fishing. His name is Jesus. Just want to throw that out there, right? So as we enter into this time together, we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate what God has done in our lives, personally. We're going to celebrate through Scripture and what God has done for a select group of people that, you know, it's that kind of story that just sets us up into our story. We'll just put it that way. So Pastor John has been talking to us lately about the Israelites, hasn't he? Right? And he was talking about how as they're on the wander, there's some provision that takes place. Provision. God provided what for the Israelites? He provided food. He provided water. He provided leadership. And he provided direction. Okay? Four pretty important things to get through the day. But you know what they would do when God would provide food? What did the Israelites do? They complained. Anyone here ever complain over a meal before? Couple, yeah, yeah. And then when God provided water, what did the Israelites do? They complained because it was bitter, right? When God provided Moses to lead the Israelites, what did they do? They complained about his leadership. When God provided direction, what did they do? They complained, right? Why are we going this way? Why don't we go that way? Has anyone in this room ever asked God, why are we going this way? I want to go that way, right? Little fishing analogy for you. I got to go fishing with a good friend of mine. He had a birthday on April 25th, and we went up to the lake, and conditions were horrible. The wind was ripping, it was cold, it was freezing, no one was catching any fish, and it's like, well, wait a minute, how are we supposed to catch fish in this complete change of conditions that we've never fished in before at this specific body of water? Mind you, it was his birthday, and we have this birthday tradition to go fishing every day, or on his birthday every year, right? Last year was beautiful. This year, weather was horrible, okay? But we know where the fish like to hang out on April 25th. They hang out under that bush, right? They hang out over in that cove around that corner next to that log. We know this. How do we know this? From our past, okay? You guys know where faith comes from, right? It comes from our past. So as we're standing there looking at the water, conditions are horrible. We know where the fish are from the past. All of a sudden, we got faith. We got faith that when we go out there, we're going to catch fish because that's the purpose. to catch fish when you go fishing. Okay? Let's talk about Joshua. You guys heard of him, right? It's a book in the Bible. Joshua, he comes after Moses. Moses has died after they were on the wander for 40 years, and it's Joshua's job to lead them into the promised land. That's his job. He walks up to the edge of the river, according to the scripture, and he says, you guys stand here with this Ark of the Covenant for 3 days. 3 days. Very important. 3 days. Faithfully, they stand there for 3 days. Why do you think they would actually do that? Why wouldn't they be like, let's just stand here for a couple hours. If nothing happens, let's go eat dinner. Because of their faith, right? At some point, Moses brought them up to the Red Sea, and what happened to the Red Sea? They parted. So their faith tells them from their past, we do this. God commands us to do this. The Jordan River's going to part. Okay? Were they complaining along the way? Well, yeah, they're human beings, right? So as they're standing there, boom, day three happens, rivers part. It says it parted so far, it was 18 miles up. That's a long way. It had heaped up 18 miles away. It says that because there was a town of where it started in the scripture. Anyways, they get all the way across. God says this to Joshua because of his faith, okay? He says, take one person from each of the 12 tribes that crossed and pick up a stone, okay, like a rock. And we're going to plant that stone. Here's the kicker, as an altar of remembrance. So when our children and generations later come back to this spot, they're in the promised land. When they come back to this spot, they're going to see the 12 stones and they'll be like, that is where God showed up for our people, or an altar of remembrance. So in the Old Testament, the word altar is used 200 times, over 200 times actually, but it talks about a couple different kinds of altars. There's an altar of sacrifice, and there's an altar of remembrance. What we're talking about this morning is an altar of remembrance, okay? When me and David, when we were gone fishing, we had that visual of that bush, right? Where that fish was living and it was still there from the year before. That's an altar of remembrance because we said, I remember that fish was there. I don't know about you, but I didn't create that fish. God did. So now all of a sudden, our faith kicks in. We're talking about God and how he provides through a fish under a bush, okay? Joshua faithfully crossed the river, faithfully set up 12 stones. He set up the 12 stones so that the children in the next generation could come back and build their faith. You see the point of what an altar of remembrance is? It's a faith builder. Does anyone need a little more faith in their life today? That's right. So God is the God of abundance and blessing. You need faith, look to last week. You need faith, look to last year. You need faith, look to 10 years ago. And I guarantee you in a few minutes, you will be so full. Your faith tank will be overflowing. You're gonna be able to do what the scripture says, which is love God with all your heart and love others. Okay? That's what a full faith tank looks like. That's the point of this. But we get into the New Testament. They didn't have Jesus back then. They had God, and God commanded Joshua. We get into the New Testament, and there's this book in the New Testament. It's the book of Hebrews. You guys heard of the book of Hebrews, right? So there's this scripture. It's like, how can I relate this Jesus back to the God of the Old Testament for me today? Because I don't hang out on the Jordan River. Do you guys? Austin? No? Me neither. So I need something in front of me today. Center of all things. You see it says that on the wall. What's at the center of all things? Jesus. So the scripture in Hebrews, it's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. You brought your Bible, open it, because it's a really simple one, okay? Really simple one. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. Come on, read it with me. And today and forever. This is not an accident. This is a promise. This is a promise of encouragement so that when our faith tank is running a little bit low, we can look back to yesterday. Guess what? Jesus was there. We can walk in the moment of today and I can say, hallelujah, Jesus is here today. And if he is the same yesterday, today, where's he gonna be tomorrow? He's gonna be there for me forever. Man, if we had another hour, we'd talk heaven and eternity, but we're not. Here we go. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. But I'm a human being, a guy like myself. What does that do for me today? Well, I came to Prescott not on a winning streak. You know, my wife put me on a plane and said, have fun in Prescott. It's like, okay, well, I had, you know, some shortcomings that I had to deal with. And when I got into treatment for my addiction, I had the opportunity to start identifying a shortcoming. The shortcoming that I carried was, it's hard to say, but it was me. It was not this Jesus that's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It was me. My wife knew it, but I didn't know it. She sent me here. God bless her heart. I'm serious. I didn't come here to fish. I came here to get sober. I came here to get real. I came here to find the relationship that was set up and designed for me in the time of Joshua through his faithfulness crossing the river to set up an altar of remembrance so that I could experience the joy through the scripture of Hebrews that says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, okay? Now, I walked into that that first meeting, is what we call them here, and they said, is there anyone here that hasn't used a drug or an alcohol in 24 hours? That was me. Been a long time. And they gave me this. They gave me this token. It says, to thine own self be true, 24 hours recovery. This meeting I was at, it was not just for drugs. It was not just for alcohol. It was not just for sex. It was not just for gambling. It was not just for food. It was for people like me that struggled with me. Anyone relate to that? And I went back because of that statement on that says, to thine own self be true. That means that I was created for purpose. And when I am true to myself according to God's purpose, I get the opportunity to be here today. Now, I've put together a few of those 24 hours is what we call them because I can only stay clean and sober one day at a time. And I got this stack though because it took a while. It took a while before it really stuck. And eventually I had 30 days without trusting self and trusting Jesus, right? And with that 30 days, it says 1 month on it. To thine own self be true. There's a pattern there, isn't there? You put together 12 of these 1 month chips and you get to 1 year. How many stones were set up on the side of the river? 12. All of a sudden, I'm starting to see a personal pattern in my life. It took 12 months to get that. What's that say? To thine own self be true. Wait a minute. I still have purpose after not using a drunk or a drug or a drink or a sex or a gamble in 12 months straight. I mean, like for reals. I've had a few that were maybe not for reals. Okay, but God loves me so much. Why? Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The faithfulness out of Joshua led them to the next story that we're going to talk about, and it's called the city of Jericho. You guys heard the story of Jericho? City of Jericho is God commanded, again, walk around the city within the land that is promised to you seven times. Do this certain thing after each time and the walls will fall down. You will take the city, you will plunder it, and this will be yours. This is a gift, this is a promise. He gave them the instructions. these chips and these tokens on there. It says, to thine own self be true. That's a gift. That is a promise. That is a direction that a simple-minded man like myself needs. Okay? What did Joshua and Joshua's people do? They walked. They didn't question. They didn't doubt. They just went out there and they did it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And number 7, faithfully, God showed up because of their faith. Walls fell down, they took the city, right? Accident? Absolutely not. You see, having another chance at this way of life for me and the representation of these chips of to thine own self be true turns into this pattern of today, I'm blessed enough to have 7 years. 7 years. So as we're studying these altars of remembrance, this pattern is happening, and I'm like, this is how much Jesus loves me. Why? Not because of me, but because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever throughout eternity. Okay? So here's the question, here's the challenge. What is your altar of remembrance? Is it the Bible that sits on the nightstand that you put your cup of coffee on? Is it maybe the cross hanging from your mirror in your car? Is it that friend that is always willing to call you out? Is it that spot that you drive to every morning and work and the sun comes up and it hits that and say, thank you, Jesus, for showing up for me today when you don't have to, you choose to. What is your altar of remembrance? Is it your family? What is it? What is it? Did someone say Jesus? My man, that's what's up. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, that's all we have is Jesus. And he belongs where? The center of all things. See, this isn't about me. This isn't about you. This is about that power greater than ourselves called Jesus Christ. The ultimate one that knew how to celebrate. He knew how to celebrate so well with his 12 disciples, he turned water into wine. Now that speaks of the recovery ministry that I get to work in every day because they're like, wait a minute. No, don't be thinking, Nathan. But celebration is what this is about. And the challenge is, what is your altar of remembrance? And if you have one choice, what's it going to be? You're going to choose to celebrate, or you're going to choose to be stuck down here within the world. The world does not want you to succeed, but Jesus does. You're going to get the opportunity to celebrate through water baptism today. And it's a powerful thing. There's decisions that have been made from the 7 years to the 30 days, all the way down to the 24 hours of the one single decision that I got to make, you're going to get to witness. Within the recovery ministry this past Thursday, we had 15 to 20 chip takers, anniversary takers, over 100 years worth of celebrations happened in here on Thursday night. We call that birthday night. That's our last Thursday of every Thursday. Over 300 people in here. I don't know if you know this, but Prescott, Arizona is the western hub of recovery. It's a pretty awesome spot to have a job as a recovery pastor. Is there any business people in here? Supply and demand? Well, I'm doing okay. Why? In all seriousness, because of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.